with inflation rising, with rising interest rates, a conflict in Ukraine, a climate disaster, culture wars, COVID-19, and the looming World War III. Could things get any worse? Absolutely. Neighbours is finished. The Wharf Review is back with Jonathan Biggins, Drew Forsyth, and Philip Scott tackling the big picture issues and bringing you to tears in a very funny way. With the play Looking for Albanese. It is on for 2 days only, and that is going to be February 15th and 16th, the newly refurbished pavilion in the Shire. We have none other than co-creator and writer Drew Forsyth on the show with us right now. Drew, how you doing? Good morning.
G'day, James. It's great. Great to be here.
Thank you very much for coming on. So how's the tour of the show going? I know that the show played at the Seymour Centre in November through December last year, and you'll be at the Pavilion in a few weeks, and then at the Glen Theatre up in Belrose. So how's the show been tracking?
It's been going very well. It's because it's all about politics. It's a bit like, for politicians, a bit like honey for bees. You know, we tend to attract them. And we've had quite a few have actually come to see this show. Looking for Albanese, the show is called, and Albo actually turned up and put on his Instagram, "They found me." we do four different sketches, where we're a team of four actors basically, and each one of us gets to play a version of Albo. We do him as Albo Baggins and the Mountain of Debt, to Albo in Wonderland, where Mandy Bishop actually plays Albo, and she goes down the rabbit hole and ends up in the Wonderland of Queensland, where she meets the Mad Catter and Clive Palmer and Craig Kelly as Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, and Pauline Hanson as the Red Queen, and we play Albo in an aged care home where he meets death to give account of his life. And then we do him as in a West Side Story where he's with Tony Burke and Tanya Plibersek and Chris Bowen. And all of them have been to see the show. All of us have been to see the show. So it's interesting that it's a bit like the cartoons in the paper. They kind of love them and hate them, but can't keep away from them.
Truly, I can't blame them. It certainly does sound hysterical, and I know it's so very easy to say, "Oh, it sounds like it just writes itself," but it certainly is. You know, a lot of work gets put into it, but it just it sounds like it's all just lining up perfectly. And for this as well, I'm really loving some of the titles of the Wharf Review plays. So you had Zoom with a View, and then now it is Looking for Albanese. Who out of the three is responsible with the names that you are coming up with?
Looking for Albanese was actually Jonathan Biggins came up with that name. I came up with the last one, with the one before this, which was Can of Worms. Interesting names. Debt Defying Acts was another one. Waiting for Garno. Pennies from Kevin was back in 2008, I think, when Kevin Rudd was handing out money. We've been going for 22 years. And we used to be with the Sydney Theatre Company, but we're now producing it ourselves. So it's got a long history, the Wharf Review, and we've had a long list of politicians that have been along to actually see themselves, which is interesting. But it's fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. Occasionally, we do put in a serious number. In this particular show, there's a very serious song about soldiers who have returned from Afghanistan, and that strikes a chord with most audiences.
It is. I'm sure that's what people love, because it is like a variety and there's like a richness and a depth, which I'm sure complements the comedy that's present throughout the rest of the show.
That's very true. Yeah. And each piece is we use a different format. For instance, In a West Side Story is a big musical number, and the aged care home one is based on a morality play, a medieval morality play that I first did in 1969 at NIDA. And then we've got the minister, Katie Gallagher, is the Minister for Finance. Mandy plays her. And that's basically done as a poem about finance, and you know how funny finance can be. And so they're all different ways that we actually do the Greens as well as we do, and we do them as the Wiggles, you know, toot, electric car and
I bet, yeah,
hot potato, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, the hardest thing is trying to find a form to fit a particular story into, and to keep the variety of the show going.
But, and on that note, Drew, for finding inspiration, be it the form or the subject matter, as we've spoken about, the show itself does take some cues from what's going on in the political environment, which may like lend itself to a sketch or, yeah, for an idea. But when it doesn't, how do you and the team pull inspiration? Where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, it's basically from the news. Anything that's actually in the news kind of inspires the story. I wrote the piece about the soldiers returning from Afghanistan from a story that I read in the Saturday paper by Karen Middleton. And this was prior to a Royal Commission that was going to come out. The Royal Commission actually came out once we actually started doing the show. But it was such a tragic story that she wrote. And a story of neglect, but it sort of gets under your skin, and you've got to do something about it. But the rest, it's often got to do with the personality of politicians as well. I mean, in the past, we've relied on people like Michaelia Cash or Tony Abbott, you know, eating an onion and. People like Pauline Hanson just keep providing you with more and more stories that you can use. It's harder when you've got more serious and credible politicians to find something to actually be funny about them. For instance, I mean, we do Donald Trump in this show. We've been doing it in. Since 2016, we've been doing him because he won't keep himself out of the news. But he's kind of a character that you can send up and satirize. But somebody like Joe Biden, who's doing a reasonable job, he's having trouble, but he stuffs up every now and then. But he's not exactly a character that you can make a lot of jokes about. So I do him in this piece, complaining that people don't laugh about him enough. And that works. But yeah, it's just finding personal traits and hypocrisies and ridiculous situations that sometimes they put themselves in. The hard thing is when we've got a show that's well set, and the stories are all working, the sketches are all working well, and then something happens in the news that we simply can't ignore. Like once we were doing Tony Abbott, and we arrived in Canberra to open the next night, and on the Monday night, Malcolm Turnbull rolled Abbott and became the new Prime Minister.
That is, hard to ignore for when stuff's coming through like that. And then for this, because, it's certainly sounding like a stacked show. You guys are all pros. And, it sounds hysterical from the variety of forms and subject matter for everything going on. For all of our listeners out there, and myself included, where can we get tickets to the show?
Sutherland, you can get them from the Sutherland Arts Centre. which is a fairly new art centre. It's great, we've never been there before. Looking forward to that. Next week we're in Wollongong. After that, we'll be at Glen Street in Belrose, at Parramatta, at the Riverside Theatre, at the Joan Theatre in Penrith. Those three are in March. We'll be at QPAC in Brisbane, Tamworth, Wagga, Orange, any of those theatre centres, Newcastle, Wyong, Cessnock, Dubbo.
It's stacked, yeah. And for all of this, because there's so many shows out there and there's such a full program, so for anyone looking to check it out, I think, is it the pavilionarts.au?
I think that's right. To be honest, I'm not absolutely sure. But
look, between you and me, I think we'll have it up on the 2SER website as well for anyone out there listening and keen to score some ticks.
Yeah, good on you, James.
Well, for this one, it sounds like a hysterical show. It sounds awesome to see. And, thanks so much for taking the time to come on air this morning to tell us all about it.
It's a pleasure.
No worries. So, we'll see you out at the for the Wharf Review. Thanks so much for coming on. Have a great day.
Thanks, James. You too.
See you, mate. And that was Looking for Albanese, co-creator and writer Drew Forsyth from The Wharf Review. Do not miss out on this hysterical show at the Pavilion in the Shire on February 15th and 16th, and you can get your tickets at that aforementioned website, thepavilionarts.au.